This is Rita Warren, one of the monitors working in the Explorer program at the Monroe Institute. The material that follows was recorded in the fall of 1985 during the 45th and 46th sessions with the Explorer called Winter, who channels energies calling themselves a soul cluster. Although the soul cluster identifies its main focus as spiritual, components of the cluster represent different interests. Thus, the questions are answered by the particular energy within the cluster that is most appropriate for the information requested. I have a good many other questions prepared, but because I know that we are going to have a number of sessions now available to us in a fairly short period, but I wonder if it would be good now to save some of those and hear more of the things you wish to tell us.
That would be fine. You may save them and we will proceed with just some of the things that we feel is important to be coming through at this point in time. As you are aware, many of the fields of science on the Earth's plane are all beginning to explore the New Age concepts, the concepts of paradigms of what is taking place, of soul, of life, death, and what have you. The time has come now for the scientists to begin to merge their research, to merge their concepts into a oneness. This oneness is more than what has been known as a holistic concept, because this particular oneness takes into account that area of knowledge that is outside of the traditional way of thinking. We wish to bring to the forefront the thought that the body is within the soul and not in the reverse order. We will be wishing to bring to the front the concept of a need for looking back at the what was called on your planet the Big Bang Theory, the concept of how the Earth was created and for what reasons, and to look and to establish that there is, without a doubt, a way of thinking, of thought form and thought travel that is universal and should be used. The needed objective at this point in time is to bring those individuals who are, as you would call, New Age thinkers out of their closets and into the forefront, because there are at this point in time too many groups, too many special interest groups, not necessarily on the right track, who are wreaking havoc and destruction on the Earth's planet. And these negative energies can have an adverse effect to all that the groups like you are trying to do. So what we would like to do would be to find a way to bring forth the information about this concept of universal knowledge and enlightenment, and to take away the old paradigms, specifically paradigms that have been founded in the field of psychology, which originally was for learning of the soul and study of the soul, and certainly not whatever it has gotten into today, but to look at the field of psychology, anthropology, as well as physics, and to merge these sciences so that one universal order and one universal science comes forth. We will pause now. Do you have questions?
Well, I think it's fascinating that you've been working with me this week, I guess, to develop my questions, because one whole page of my questions have to do with the Big Bang Theory and things that follow from that, mm-hmm. and the concept of the universal mind and universal memory. So,
what a coincidence.
What a coincidence. You've been here before today.
Huh? Yes. Yes. Would you like to proceed with questions? Would you like for us to proceed?
I guess I would like to have you proceed, and then I will try to fit my questions in wherever they're appropriate.
Very well. Let us begin with the concept of the Big Bang Theory. This is a theory that we have discussed at one point before, as we talked about how souls and everything spun off at the same rate, casting out and going out to become you and all of the entities around you. The point of the Big Bang Theory, and actually there must be other terms for that that are better, that could be broken out and more easily defined. The whole point of the Big Bang Theory is that light reaches the Earth at the same intensity everywhere. There is much in science that would show that indeed the start of this particular galaxy and planet and civilization all began at once. If you were to go to your mathematicians and work through the numerical forms, you would find that the numerical forms all resolve out to the same numerical numbers. There is much on the planet that can be pulled together and can show that the energy, the God force, as you are accustomed to calling the universal force, did in fact create everything with one large explosion, one large ball of fire, one large star explosion, so to speak. And your consciousness rose out of that explosion, just as the technology and the equipment that you are working with. And that your consciousness, which you are using now, is the same consciousness that was alert and awake and alive back at the very beginning. And there is light that you are using now that comes from the 20 million so years ago when everything was created.
May I ask a clarifying question there?
Yes.
We usually in thinking about the Big Bang Theory are thinking about the creation of the physical universe, but you're saying that much more comes along with that.
This is correct. We're saying that with the Big Bang Theory, that is how the God force worked also to spread out the consciousness so that it could take place and move on down into what you are today. The God force consciousness was always there, but in creating the various souls and aspects of the God force, that particular consciousness came about at the same time of the Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a lot for us to think about here, and I'm trying to recognize the implications of
that. You may leave it and come back to with a question at a later point in time, if you wish.
All right. My questions that I had prepared were mostly around the concepts of the physical universe creation.
This is fine. You may proceed.
The theory is usually opposed by a theory which says that there is continuous creation of matter in the universe, and that the physical bodies of the universe, the suns and stars and planets and moons, are continuously forming and disintegrating, so to speak. You would then disagree with this latter concept?
This is so. Because there are scientists working on this today, this is not so surprising. There is a constant changing of that which is, of the present matter, as we once gave the example of a tree in the forest, but that does not mean that it is being made out of nothing and taking place. And there are many scientists working with the quantum mechanics who are seeing that everything happened at one time and it's just a transformation, but not a total new recreation.
Yes. Another of the implication of Big Bang Theory, as I have understood it, is that matter was set into motion at the explosion, and that it continually moves apart, and we have a phenomenon called, to the astronomers, the red shift, that is an indicator to them that the universe, parts of the universe, are continually accelerating away from each other. Is this part of what you understand also?
No, if you will go back and if the astronomers would get their concept in line with some of the physicists, they would see that it is a problem of perception and it is not what is actually taking place. There is a very evenness and centeredness to the entire universe. The concept of everything on schedule would apply to the universe in that there is no disparity between the total picture and what is actually going on. They are only seeing one small part. They are not looking at the total picture.
Then it's not so that we are continually accelerated away from other physical bodies in the universe.
This is correct. It is as it was at the beginning. It is a constant. And it is their own misconceptions and beliefs that have put them where they are. It is not like the belief that Columbus had to overcome when he was striving to sail around a world that was flat. The same is true with what is taking place with many astronomers today.
Well, it would seem then that, as you suggested earlier, that the Big Bang Theory is not a very good name for it, because that suggests the explosion that does send things into the motion, so that a better term would be something else.
This is correct. We cannot give you a term at this point that we feel would be better. Possibly we will come through with a term we feel better that will be more appropriate. It was more like a fireball that spread out that is our concept.
Is it appropriate then to think in terms of just before the event that all light was contained in that one fireball or whatever, and that is now what is spreading?
This is correct.
As well as all life forms that now inhabit at least our part of the universe?
This is correct. But the universe is still so very unknown. We are giving you but one small penny out of a $20 bill to describe all that is going place. The universe is constantly changing, and we are constantly learning many, many things about the universe, even on this plane. When we take to look at it, it is not primarily our source of information, because we are looking at ultimate truth. But we do feel that we need to bring the message that science needs to pull back and look again at exactly what has taken place. And actually, science is doing that. At some point, we will ask you to present your questions to us about time, because we will be touching on an area of time and how it functions that also will be fitting in with those in physics. But we will not move to that particular question at this point. Mm-hmm. We want to make you aware that we will ask you to bring the information in question form back to us.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll think about that. I'm still struggling with this concept, as you can see. The notion that what we might call the God force or the source or whatever, universal mind, whatever language we would use for that, made a decision to have these events occur.
Yes.
And is that with an overall purpose that we could understand?
There have been many purposes given as to why the God force would do such a thing. Perhaps the best answer to that is so that it could reflect back upon itself. This is not a concept that is easily understood, but without the planet Earth and all that is in it, and without the entities, the God force is not able to reflect back upon itself. And this, even to a God force, is important.
Yeah, Yes, that's fascinating. We think of the development of human beings as ones of increasing consciousness, or increasingly aware of self-aware and aware of their world. Is this at odds at all with what you've said?
No, it is not. It is more humans are more and more on the path to just awakening to what they already knew. And as you are aware, there is only a small part of each individual's total consciousness there in the body. So there is much more outside the body that is totally conscious and aware and not having to awaken to that which it knows. We are going to proceed with the concept of time and how the concept of time works with instantaneous thoughts. We are going to be proceeding along the lines of the concept of time being much as a hologram, a total picture, a concept that can be tied into what you refer to as the collective unconscious. We are going to proceed by talking about the concept of all events taking place simultaneously. This is not a concept that is foreign to some scientist, for as you are aware, there are certain elements that do occur in the universe simultaneously faster than the speed of light. Einstein studied many of these concepts. And one of these such concepts that we are referring to is the concept of knowledge between two particles, of two particles that need to react in a certain way given information or given a specific action occurring to the first particle. For instance, a first particle, particle number one, may be spinning in an upward direction, and particle two, which is further away from particle one than the speed of light, will instantaneously spin in the opposite direction. This is the same concept that we are bringing to you in the concept of the collective unconscious, of that instantaneous knowing of what is going on at the same time, and a knowing that is faster than the speed of light. This is not a concept of saying that thoughts are faster than the speed of light, but that the concept itself does occur more rapidly than anything that is known to man at this point in time. Because of the way this concept operates, it gives the answers for other things outside of the world of chemistry. It gives answers for instantaneous thoughts and instantaneous knowing, and for time. There is no place for time on this particular plane. The concept of instantaneous happenings can be seen to do away with the lateral concept of time because it can go in any direction. Okay, if we are beginning to look at the concept then of time and an instantaneous happenings, then we can look to see that some of the concepts that have arisen both from chemistry and physics would follow along with the same type of imaging of thought forms occurring at the same time and all being out there at the same time. There is a theory, of course, that as thought forms gather energy, then they ultimately take their place into the collective unconscious, but they do not until a number of people have given a specific thought. It is actually the reverse. The thought forms are all out here. Individuals on your plane give words to the thought forms that are here. And as a number of individuals give specific words to the thought forms, then it becomes stronger and is picked up more readily by other individuals who happen to tune in onto the same thought form. But the thought forms are always here. It just takes a certain amount of energy and time being spent on the Earth's plane to develop the channel in order to tap into them.
When you say that the thought forms are here, do you mean they are not necessarily in physical reality?
This is correct. They are on this plane in some symbolic or some type of energy. They may not be in your reality simply because not enough individuals have put the energy out to tap into them. There is always at some point one or two individuals who do have the thought, but they have not done anything with it, and therefore it still maintains its status quo on this level.
So that this concept then is the phenomenon behind what seemed to us to be universal myths, for example, the myths of I don't know if myths is the right word, because some of them might be accurate, I guess, but the stories of the deluge and stories of creation and stories of dragons, all which seem to be appear in all with all of mankind in one form or another. One thing I wondered about these what seem like universal stories or legends are whether they could conceivably be actual memories of events on Earth, or whether, or what is the derivation of these, the content of the collective unconscious?
The collective unconscious, of course, holds everything that has been thought and has yet to be thought is all in the collective unconscious. Many of the things of which you speak are actual events. The other concept that must be included in the collective unconscious is the area of the dream world, which is just as real as what you are considering your reality at this point in time. And so the collective unconscious has within it much of the dream world of humans, as well as the thoughts and past memories and other realities. It is all there, and none is either more or less real than something else.
In this connection, I'm not sure I understand what makes up the dream world and how it differs from our memories of that might reside in the collective unconscious.
Your dream world takes place within the collective unconscious. Much of your dream world is a state where you are traveling without the confines of your physical body, and thus you meet other energies on the plane that you are referring to as collective unconscious. When your energy meets another energy on this plane, as in the dream world, then often the action that takes place when it is remembered in your waking state, your waking mind puts together images and characteristics as the waking mind knows it. They may not necessarily be pictures or images that are totally accurate with what took place, but your waking mind has only pictures and sensations to characterize what went on. Let us see if we can give you an example. For instance, if you meet an energy on this particular plane that is in the collective unconscious, you may remember the energy as being very, very strong, in fact, even pushy. We say that because the energy may be a whirlwind of energy and it may react against you in a very pushy way. However, when you get back to recall the dream or the undertaking, whatever went on with that particular individual on this plane, what you're going to translate it would be an individual who is aggressive, or you would translate it as being in a storm of some type with the winds and rains pushing against you. The point is, the mind will create pictures to interpret that which you are sensing in your unconscious and give you the pictures to bring back so you have some grasp of what went on. By the same token, when you are in your dream state or in your out-of-body state, as you are aware, the things that you see around you are not necessarily the way they are when you are within the body. The body pays much more attention to detail than does the unconscious, which is more in tune with non-physical matters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I understand that now. And so that both these kinds of images and the, as well as the images of real, even memories of real events, go into, make up the collective unconscious.
This is correct. Everything that is out there is, that has been thought or is to be thought or be created, is in the collective unconscious. And there still are concepts that have yet to be tapped, but there are humans on your planet at this point in time working, and when the energy reaches the certain magnitude which it needs to be, the concepts will dawn on all of them all at once.
What is the source of those concepts?
The concepts are those that have been here, that are, as we would say, instead of collective unconscious, we would prefer to call them just universal knowledge, ultimate truths that are to be discovered. And because of the time limitations on your planet, the time has not been right for some of these truths to take place, for one reason, because they would not be accepted. The time is coming now because of past history over thousands and thousands of years of what people believe, that some of the ultimate truths are beginning to have enough energy that they will be brought forth down to the earth's plane. Some of the truths have to do with the being and the consciousness of the soul and with the concept of exactly what the mind can do. As we have said, there are virtually no limits to the mind, and this is repeated over and over. But this, as an ultimate truth, will be taken to the extreme when individuals actually begin to experience for themselves the boundless limits of their own consciousness.
Now, what is the relationship between the either the collective unconscious or the other alternative ways of stating that, and the concept of the universal mind, which I take to be the source or the creator of the fireball or